Two trucks from Feeding America were loaded with more than 12,000 pounds of meat, potatoes, and canned food. A throng of people lined up hours before the scheduled distribution.
First of all, economy sucks right now.
Among them was Early Easterling. She fits the bill of food pantry users according to the food insecurity study done by Brown County's UW Extension. It surveyed 700 pantry patrons and found 30% of them have college educations. That's up by almost 20% over the previous year. The numbers don't surprise the director of Green Bay's Manna for Life Pantry. Linda Hoganson says the ministry opened a soup kitchen this year that serves 150 people a day. Hoganson says the pantry helps 500 families a week. And her numbers are up by 25%.
And we're seeing not just lower income families, we're seeing more middle income families that really are losing jobs or homes, and they're coming in to get food so that they can maybe use that money for something else.
While waiting in line, Early Easterling describes trying to feed her five grandchildren and a disabled daughter on her part-time wages.
Is this going to help you prepare for Thanksgiving?
Of course it will. So basically this food would come in very handy and we'll be happy with it. It's something that was gave to us for free. I think it was a great thing.
Organizers from Feeding America estimate around 500 families got groceries at the drop-off, but some were turned away as the trucks emptied out sooner than expected. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.